Hi, it's Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm a top-rated life coach, an international best-selling author, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm on a mission to help you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. The experts on this show will help you achieve work-life balance so that you can experience abundance in seven pillars of life: spirituality, health, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial life. When you have all seven pillars of life in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's go.
Yes, I'm here. I'm so excited to be here. I loved being on your summit. It was such a great summit. I'm still like digesting everything that I got from it. And I just really enjoyed our interview. So I'm excited to continue it here.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I'm really excited too. So great to have you. I'm not sure how much time you have spent on Clubhouse yourself over the last couple of years, but this specific room called Breakfast of Champions, this morning shift is filled with incredible people, entrepreneurs, creative professionals, designing, like you do with your clients, their ideal life and their relationships, their income, their calendar, all of the things, especially as we move into 2023. So I personally host this segment at 8 o'clock Mountain Time every Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. And I bring an expert into the room like you each week to introduce new ideas, new ways of thinking. And my goal is always to help people stay motivated and learn new ways to shift or pivot when needed. So I for me, at least the last couple of years, if they've taught us anything, it's that what may have worked back then doesn't work anymore. And even like, you know, I was on team meetings yesterday and a lot of the things that we've been doing, even just the last couple of months or last year, I'm like, you know what? We don't have to be stuck in the same SOPs that are no longer working. So I'm all about creating new. I'm all about creating something amazing. And I personally love to find ways to create creative ways to hack my productivity in my business and my life. And so sometimes people come in here and they're spinning out, they're in overwhelm, they want some good ideas, they're in freeze mode. You know, it's possible people are still laying down on the floor from 2020 through 2021. I don't know, but I know that there are some people here who are looking for ways to be more confident and all of the things. So with that said, I just knew, especially after our interview on my summit, that you'd be the perfect guest to talk about New Year's resolutions, especially in the space of health and wellness, since I know that that's a crowd fave. So,
yeah.
Before we get in here today, do you want to just share a little bit about your background?
Sure. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I help women go from burnt and people, but especially women. I help them go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I am a life coach. I do group coaching, one-on-one. I lead retreats. And I also have a podcast, which Haley, you are going to be on this year, called The Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got into this space when my dad was dying as my marriage was unraveling, literally at the same time. My dad's funeral was on a Wednesday and my divorce was finalized on a Friday of the same week. And in my last conversation with my dad, he said, "Rebecca, I want you to write something. I don't care what it is." And I had no idea what I was going to write, but I know that the universe speaks through people. And I was sitting in my financial planner's office and he was looking at my portfolio and I had had my best year ever. And he's like, "Rebecca, you're coming in here with great energy. You're having your best fiscal year ever. Yet I know you lost your marriage and your father. What is your secret?" He said, "I think you should write a book and teach people how you did what you did this year." And I was like, that's exactly the sign I was looking for. So I wrote a book called How to Make a Six-Figure Income Working Part-Time. And in this book, I divide life into seven pillars, which I call my seven pillars of abundance: spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial. And when you have all seven pillars of life in alignment, you can create anything you want, whether it's a health and fitness goal, a romantic goal. I just got remarried a year ago. I'm, you know, in the best shape of my life, and I'm about to be 52 on Tuesday. So yeah, this stuff really, really works. And I'm just so passionate about teaching people to live life more holistically and look at life within these seven pillars of abundance instead of just being focused like a workaholic.
I love that. Do you have a link that we can just put up on the in the top of the room for a second, sharing those pillars?
I have my link tree, which I'll put in the chat if you could share it to the top of the room, and it has
Kayla
that.
Kayla can share it to the top of the room.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thank you. That's great. And by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's talk about, so I did this, I did some research and I found out that, this is a kind of a bummer statistic, but I found out that only about 41% of people actually create New Year's resolutions or goals for themselves, like actual goals that they want to write down. The other people are just sliding in, walking in, hoping that their life materializes in front of them. And of those 41 or 42%, only 9% of people are successful.
Wow.
Achieving their New Year's resolutions. Kind of sad. So I'm just curious what you think about that statistic and why.
Yeah, I think that a resolution, I was trying to write the pillars in the chat, a resolution without intention is very shallow. It's like, oh, I want to lose weight. I want to meet my soulmate. I want to do this. I want to do that. But it doesn't really have any depth and weight. If it's an intention, I think that is stronger than just a resolution or even a goal. And I wanted to tell everyone, I teach a workshop that is free called the New Year, New You Workshop, where we take your goals and we create affirmations around the goals. And then even the affirmation is not deep enough. You visualize yourself having it with the affirmation. So if your goal is to lose 20 pounds, how will you feel when you zip up your, you know, skinny jeans and they, you know, they go around your waist and you put the button on and you're like, whoa, I haven't worn these in a while. Or, you know, how will you feel when you stare across your soulmate at the table and you feel that they really get you, you know? So you match, first you create the goal, then you create an affirmation, which I'll show you how to do for free at my workshop, which is in the link tree. It's on January 22nd on Zoom. And then the work that you do with the affirmations is a visualization. It just takes a second. Like, you don't have to visualize for like 20 minutes a day. I'm talking like just a couple seconds with each thing that you want. And that's going to drive it into your subconscious.
Well, I love that. I actually was sharing with the group last week about a goals and intention setting workshop. So yes. I created this goal setting workshop a couple of years ago, and then I literally decided that without intentions, it was impossible. And I reworked the whole thing last January and then reworked it again. So that was literally what I was sharing with everybody last week. And we also had one of my leadership coaches on the stage with us as my interviewee last week. And she was literally talking about intentions. So yes, I'm so glad that we're on the same page. Speaking of which, I want to share with you guys real quick. Definitely go to Rebecca's link tree really quickly, because I'm actually going to put another link up on the stage in a second. Speaking of New Year's resolutions and fitness and skinny jeans and all of the things, I am doing definitely register for her workshop, but I'm also doing a 30-day health and wellness challenge, just FYI. If you're like, wow, I need accountability. Well, good. That's what I'm there to do for you. The challenge is 100% free. It starts January 9th, which is Monday. You'll want to register for it right now. It's all things taking on health and wellness. We're talking about nutrition. We're talking about rest. We're talking about stress management. We're talking about detox. I will be suggesting some products that I use. You do not have to buy them if you don't want to. It's just recommended. But the challenge is called Power to Be. And I'm talking about all things anti-aging, longevity, and energy. So if that's you, I'm wondering, Kayla, if you can put that link up on the top of the screen for me for a second. And what I will be doing when you sign up is I'll be sending you a video like every single week. I'll also be inviting you to a private social group where I'm going to be posting daily. And I'm also even going to be inviting you to a group accountability Zoom every Monday for 15 minutes. And it's part of my Habit Hackers community, but you're going to be able to get on for the first 15 minutes. So Kayla, if you can pop that up at the top of the chat, and if you can't do that, yeah, awesome. Thank you. And if you guys are not looking at the chat and you're doing something else and you're on Instagram or Facebook, you can just DM me the word challenge and you can secure your spot and you'll be in. So 4 weeks. And by the way, I'm actually promising you results in this challenge. And the reason I'm promising you is because I actually did it myself beforehand. I don't ever give anything to anybody ahead of time. And I also had tons and tons and tons of guinea pigs before this. And everyone saw results in sleeping better, sleeping deeper, their deep sleep cycle, productivity, nail growth, hair growth, weight loss, like you name it. We had 100% results. So if you are interested also, please jump in here and take part. If you don't want to do it, it's not working for you, jump out. It's totally free, but I'm actually guaranteeing you results if you go ahead and join us. All right. So Rebecca, I want to talk to you about tips and strategies that you may have been or are providing to your clients as they've either been making their New Year's resolutions or goals or intentions. Like, I know that you talked about setting an intention and coming up with an affirmation. I'm actually wondering if you could like spend, I don't know, like 5 or 6 minutes, like walking through a process. And I don't know if anybody's bold enough on stage to share their resolution or goal with Rebecca and have her walk you through what she does so you guys can see what she's doing with her clients. Is there anybody here who wants to shout out?
I would love to. My name is Suhaila.
Hi, Suhaila.
Hi, it's an honor to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time. And it's just, one of my planned and intended goals was to wake up, you know, just to have that. Actually, we didn't, I'm part of the Momly community. I have that picture up now in my PTR, but with one of my friends, who's a dear friend, a health and wellness coach, her name is Camille Jones, and I'm so appreciative, I just want to say really quickly, because so many resolutions do not succeed, we actually went into it a little bit differently, and just kind of reflecting and then creating, you know, and it encompassed everything you said. So I'm just, I'm really, and we talked about SMART goals with an acronym and just setting an intention without that weight of the intention, it kind of becomes fruitless. So, and also having that gratitude for where you are and how you have progressed and evolved from the year before, I think is important. But I'm so, thank you.
Yeah. So you figure out, so what is a specific goal so I can share my formula that I use for creating affirmations, the manifesting, if you would give me a specific goal that you want?
Absolutely. So I just started I launched a new business at the end of 2022, mm-hmm. which is called, so that's very exciting. It's called okay. The Beauty Concierge. That's a new concept that I'm bringing to beauty. And that actually, it spoke to me because it's about eliminating the overwhelm that there is, that so many women feel, and creating a ritual, working one-on-one with women to help them feel and experience luxury, both luxury and results, by, you know, having a tailor-made ritual that they can go to. And that's based on my expertise and looking at it from the French approach, where it's much more holistic and instead of being 100% corrective, and it actually makes you feel just as beautiful on the inside, and that reflects in the outside. So what my specific goal is to show up more consistently and show up and have a consistent and professional presence on social media.
Okay. So your goal is visibility, is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Visibility, right?
Yes.
So it's really simple how I teach affirmations. There's three that you do. It's I am. So I am visible on social media. The first one. You know, Joel Osteen says anything you say after I am shows up and chases you down. So I am. You could even make it more visible. I am really visible, uber visible, so visible on social media. I have, time every day to make a reel or whatever it is that you want to use as your main thing, make a reel. I have time every day to do my content.
Absolutely.
And the third one is I am able to. So it's I am, I have, I am able to. I am able to be my authentic self on social media. So my ideal client is easily able to find me and I attract her or something like that. I am able to magnetize my ideal client on social media. I am able to monetize my social media. So you would say those three affirmations and the formula of I am, I have, I am able to visualize yourself on social media, attracting people, visualize people pouring into your DMs, asking for information, asking how they can be a part of this business that you're doing. And then this is the secret sauce that a lot of coaches don't teach. After each affirmation and visualization, you say, thank you, thank you, thank you, three times. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that is like, you are claiming it as if it's already happened. And one of the most powerful prayers you could ever say is thank you. So that's actually one of my personal New Year's intentions, is to go to bed saying thank you and to wake up saying thank you, because thank you is just such a powerful prayer and it helps you manifest your best life. And I also believe that gratitude is the secret sauce of a happy life. So happiness is not getting what we want, but wanting what we have. And if we're grateful and appreciative of what we have, then the universe is just going to help us manifest more. But if we're in the lack or the scarcity mentality, and we're like, oh, why don't I have that? And why do they have what I want? And what's wrong with me? Why haven't I achieved this goal? And asking those questions instead of just being in gratitude for what you have is going to actually push away your abundance.
Absolutely. I really appreciate that. I just wrote those things down now, but I'm going to absolutely implement that with intention. And I truly really appreciate that heartfelt sentiment. And you know, I'm a woman of faith as well. So what you spoke to, you know, that vision of showing up authentically. So I attract the clients that speak to what I offer, to speak to the services that I offer. And, you know, sitting in that gratitude, and I just want to share really quickly from last year, this is a conversation from another time, but, you know, coming from a place of a new gratitude really, really does, with the mindset work I've done, it really, really does shift so much. So I thank you so much, and I really appreciate it. And, blessings to you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Nice meeting you.
Rebecca, have you ever read the book Dare to Lead by Brené Brown?
I have not, but I've got to tell you, Haley, the leadership program that you keep referring to, I have also completed it. So I actually heard your last two interviews in this room with Lisa and Michael Strassner. So, I'm in that club. I had to tell you that.
Oh, that's so great. So you're talking about the hardcore leadership?
Yes.
Did you do their PhD program too?
I did not do that PhD program, but I did HCL7. So
I love that. I'm with Michael in PhD right now. So anyway, the reason I'm asking about Brené Brown is I'm actually reading her book right now. She has a book called Dare to Lead, and chapters I was reading last night was all about gratitude and abundance versus, so there's always like the openness and the abundance versus the constriction energy.
Yeah.
And in leading, and you know, she's speaking from a space of, you know, teaching to or connecting with leaders, whether it's like you know, C-level leaders, or whether it's, you know, just leading your own life, like how do you show up in leadership? And when you're showing up in a way of like constriction and victim-like mentality or pointing the finger, well, it's a lot of what we learned in HCL, to be honest.
Yeah.
but there was one specific point that was related to going to bed with gratitude and waking up with gratitude, and actually highlighted it because I was like, I feel like I was, as I was reading it, I was like, you know, my gratitude practices, I didn't realize it, but I actually use my Instagram stories quite often as gratitude, because I'm grateful for every moment that I'm creating, that I'm sharing. So for instance, yesterday, like when I shared my abundant lunch that I was making for myself, or my Meta Power longevity cocktail that I made, like I'm grateful that I have created the time and the space to nourish my body like that. And so I take a picture, I create the moment, I document it. And that's literally my way of expressing gratitude. Even if nobody looked at my stories, I enjoy doing them like that, or creating them like that. It's my moment of gratitude. So I was like, oh, well, that would be really interesting. What would that be like if before I go to bed, I wrote down three things, and when I woke up, I woke up and say three things with my meditation practice. So I love that you brought that up this morning, because it was literally the last thing that I was thinking about when I went to bed last night. I was as we were reading the book.
That's so funny, Haley. You and I are like twin souls, because I've always been a huge believer in having a morning ritual. But this year, one of my intentions is to have an evening ritual. And it is just writing down quickly three things I'm grateful for that happened during that day. So that's exactly evening ritual is.
I was talking for years about the morning ritual because I'm so dialed in. Like, it actually takes me 3.5 hours to go through my morning ritual in the morning. And I don't mean to sound like, I'm not saying that because it's so heavy. Part of my morning ritual is like, you know, me driving to and going to my exercise class and driving home. So that's 1 hour and 15 minutes of it just right there. Or, you know, getting my morning coffee in the morning, or taking my daughter to the bus. Like, all of that is part of my morning ritual. But it also includes some self-care, like my bougie skincare routine.
Yeah.
Or my tongue scraping, or, you know, my morning supplements, or my meditation. And now I'm going to include the gratitude. And I really don't feel complete unless I've gone through. I mean, it's nice when my daughter's on spring break or winter break, and that's not part of my routine or whatever, and everything can be flexed a little bit, and I have a little bit more time. But the morning routine, my day is like chaos if I don't go through the pieces that pull me into a grounded space first.
Yes.
And the thing that I've also noticed about myself is that the evening routine is actually more important than the morning routine. And my evening routine, I started backdating even earlier and earlier and earlier. It used to be like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, read my book before I go to bed, take my bath, do my skincare routine, whatever it is. And then I realized, like, in order for me to really wind down and disconnect and not go to sleep like in a frenzy and wake up in a panic or stress or with anxiety or just in a space where I'm not feeling calm and grounded, and instead choosing to feel connected and light and free and happy, you know, and in relationship with friends and family, I really do need to end my workday by, like, with everything, all meetings by 4 o'clock. And it doesn't mean that I can't, like, you know, wrap up and send an email or, you know, still look at things until, you know, 5. But for me to get to bed by 9 or earlier and have that connection time, that slow down time, that grounding time, that I love in the winter to take a bath with salts, magnesium, or, you know, whatever, bath salts and essential oils, and also read something. I always spend like an hour reading before I go to bed. I've got to wind down like 3 to 4 hours before that happens. And so the evening routine really has become very important to me. So yeah, I definitely encourage you highly incorporating that into your routine. And I love that. You know, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, you know, now speaking about evening routines, and by the way, remind me later, I might try to recruit you to staff HCL 42 because I'm captaining that group in April. I didn't know that you went through it. So maybe I can recruit you to be part of our policy.
If anybody could, you could, Haley. I haven't done it yet, but we'll have to talk about that offline.
All right. I am creating the most amazing group for 42, which starts in April, and it's going to be epic. It's literally going to be epic. So I'm going to reach out to you.
Okay.
So we've been talking a lot. Well, I have been in my world, been talking a lot about habits, like you just talked about, like morning routine, evening routine, healthier habits. My husband made a resolution or a bet with one of our friends on December 31st at our party to lose 20 pounds in the next 5 months. I think that health, you know, I went to F45 on January, I think it was 2nd, so I flew back on the 1st. The class is packed, like more packed than I've ever seen. It's like, obviously everybody wants to, you know, jump into the new year with a bang. So I want to talk about, because I've heard you talk about balance.
Yes.
With your health and wellness. And you also talk a lot about business. And I can see you coaching, hear you coaching, giving great advice to entrepreneurs. So let's talk about balance for a second. Like, what does that look like to feel balanced in your health and your wellness and your career?
Sure. Well, let's talk about balance as just what it is to me. Because, you know, a lot of business people are like, I don't want work-life balance because I have like big financial goals and dreams. So to me, being balanced, it doesn't mean not working your ass off towards your goals and dreams. It just means that you're not only working. It's not working 60 to 80 hours a week where you don't have time to have a romantic partner and you don't have time to work out and you don't have time to meditate. That's why I divide life into 7 pillars. But when you're doing the pillar that you're doing, you're 110% focused on that. So I know you teach this too, Haley. I'm all about time blocking. And I believe body before business, because health is wealth. If we have our health, we have every financial possibility in the world. And if we don't have our health, we have no business but to get healthy again. So to plan your day around your workout and to plan your day around your health and wellness rituals, whether that's, you know, drinking a certain amount of water or supplements that you take and all that. And then time blocking your business to include, you know, hitting your goals, doing this for so many hours a day, but not burning out, because we've all been, you know, working so hard, especially people in this room. I know people in this room are like really big achievers. When we work so hard in the beginning quarter of the year that by the second quarter, we're like totally fried and burned out and don't want to do anything, then that kind of defeats the purpose. Like to me, to quote Ice Cube, life is not a track meet, it's a marathon. So to pace yourself so that you don't get burned out. So that includes time blocking when it comes to work and including enough time to have all those other 7 pillars, which is, you know, socializing, romance, doing your mindset work, like the work that we're doing on Clubhouse would be in the mindset pillar, and just pacing yourself so that you don't burn out. Because, you know, it happened to me. I actually, I fried my gallbladder because of workaholism, and I had to have emergency gallbladder surgery. And I spent 5 days in the hospital on an IV where I couldn't eat and I couldn't drink or anything. And I was like, I don't want to work so hard that I end up in the hospital on an IV. That kind of defeats the purpose. And I learned that lesson a very painful way. So now I'm all about pacing myself.
Yeah, totally. I feel it's like the more I hear about you, the more I feel like we have these parallel lives. I did the same thing to myself. I mean, this was a long time ago. I was probably 25, but I ended up in the hospital. I thought I had a flu, and it turned out I had actually fried my kidneys, and I had a kidney infection that was so severe. I was actually hospitalized for several days. And I was being fed through IVs. I lost so much weight, Rebecca, that they were literally feeding me lipids in IVs through my neck so that I wouldn't get my weight was like below 100 pounds on the scale. And I mean, that's like, you know, over 20 pounds, like lower than I am right now. So it was really horrible. I know my mom was looking at me through the hospital gown, like crying, because it looked like I had gotten that. I mean, not this isn't funny, but it was just like, if you can imagine. But yeah, and then after that, I got mono, and I had that for 6 months. And this is before my real journey into health and wellness. I grew up with a traditional medical doctor as my father, and I really wasn't looking at my health holistically. They just weren't trained back then to do that.
And it was at that moment when I got better and I graduated from law school that I just decided, like, I'm going to move to California. I'm going to go across the country to a sunny state that just feels healthier. And I started my entire journey, which has been the last 27 years, into the health and wellness arena. And that's what got me into my essential oil business and all of my life coaching and health coaching and all of the above. So yeah, very similar patterns. You guys, just real quick, there's a couple of things I want you to, if you jumped into the room late, I just want you to make sure that you see in the chat, there is a link to, I think it's in the chat. If somebody, if it's not, let's repost it. Rebecca had a link to her Linktree. And then on the top of the room, I have a link to the challenge that I'm hosting that starts Monday. So in Rebecca's Linktree, she's got a goal and intention setting workshop where she's helping you create affirmations so that your goals actually can come to fruition. And I want to make sure that link stays up there in the chat. And then the challenge that I'm doing is a free challenge. It starts Monday and it's 30 days back to health and wellness. And we're going to be week one focusing completely on our nutrition. We're going to be focusing on rest and productivity at the same time. In our second week, we're going to be focusing on digesting and detoxing during the challenge. And we're going to be focusing on natural energy. And the results that we've seen so far, because I did have a whole bunch of people go through these steps ahead of time. And we've seen weight loss, extreme weight loss, actually, because we're going to be, I'm also going to be recommending a couple of things. They're not required, but they're optional, but that are going to really maximize your results. But really, weight loss if you need it, training your body how to improve your metabolic rate and therefore burn fat more efficiently, hair growth, nail growth, deep sleep cycle has been improved, productivity, memory, skin looking amazing, all of the things. So the link to that is at the top of the room here. Like, you can literally click it and sign up for the challenge. And I'd love to have you. It'll be 4 weeks. I'll be connecting with you by sending you some videos. I'll be in your inbox. I'll be inviting you to a 15-minute check-in with me every Monday. And there'll be tons of accountability. And there'll also be a social channel that we can invite you to as well. So, all right. So let's talk about overcoming limiting patterns, because as part of my challenge, Rebecca, I know that there are people that are going to come in here and then they're going to be like, okay, I want to lose 5 pounds. I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to lose 20 pounds or whatever it is. I want to go to bed by 9. I want to go to bed by 8:45. I want to incorporate an evening habit, a morning habit, whatever it is. And then they declare it. And then they're right back in that cycle where they're justifying, giving excuses in their old stories, et cetera. And I would love your perspective of how we can help people overcome those limiting patterns, like exercising more, eating healthier, getting more sleep, et cetera.
Yeah. So if you have a limiting belief or pattern and you sprinkle your affirmation or intention or Haley's workshop, Haley's challenge on top of it, it's not going to work because your subconscious is like, let's say your limiting belief is that I'll always be overweight. And you're like, I'm going to get in shape. This is my year. I'm going to do it. But you have this limiting belief that says, I'll always be overweight. That's just me. I'm big boned. And then you are going to sabotage it because your subconscious thinks you're always going to be overweight. So that's why it's so important to dig deep when you are setting affirmations. And I'm sure Haley does that in her challenge. I also do that in my workshop to find out what your limiting beliefs are, because we all have a limiting belief in all 7 areas of life. We all do. Even if we're at a level 10, there's still some kind of a limiting belief. Find out what that limiting belief is and then turn that into an affirmation. Like, actually, if your limiting belief is I'll always be 20 pounds overweight, I would flip that over and say, you know what, I am in the best shape of my life. And really, like, go deep too when you look at your limiting beliefs. And a lot of us have more than one limiting beliefs. And see, in these 7 areas, there's some areas that we're crushing it and where it's just effortless. And there's some areas that we've struggled with most of our life. So there's usually more than one limiting belief, especially if it's an area you're struggling with. So let's go back to weight. Oh, I can't resist McDonald's French fries. Every time I just drive by that neighborhood McDonald's, I've got to stop and get fries. So really go deep into your limiting beliefs and look at them. Say, you know what? Today is the day that I'm no longer going to believe these. Actually write them down, cross them out on a piece of paper, and then create affirmations that are the exact opposite of the limiting beliefs. And when you talk, because your words are like the prayer to the universe, I say that your words are the advertisement to the boundaries of the universe and they reverberate back. Don't use words like always or never, like I'll never get in shape or I'll always be overweight. Always and never are words of defeatism. Don't use those words around your limiting beliefs. And when you do that, go, oh, wow, I'm in my limiting beliefs. I'm using always and never. That means I'm in words of defeatism. And I get to change that to something more empowering. Like, you know, I easily drive by McDonald's and I don't stop for fries or whatever it is. But just change it around and take always and never. And then when you do fall off, which of course, we're all human, we're gonna like fall off our goals and intentions. The words that beat ourselves up are woulda, coulda, and shoulda. And as a recovering perfectionist, woulda, coulda, and shoulda used to be my theme song. So, oh, I could have done it better. Oh, if I only would have done this and I would have made time for my workout today, but my kid got up late and oh, I should have like not had that last piece of pie at the party. These are all words that we use to beat ourselves up. So I really believe if you could take out always, never, would have, could have, and should have, just taking those words out will help you with your limiting beliefs in the new year.
Yeah, I love that. It's so good. You know, you know how challenging it is to break through some of these beliefs. And I know that we're sharing this on the stage with people today. And you can definitely start by changing your words, changing your thought process. You may want to work deeper.
Yes.
You may want to work deeper. You may want to reach out to Rebecca. You may want to join the challenge. You may want to do some other kind of work. I mean, I feel like I've been in the personal development coaching space for the last 27 years, and I'm still shocked at the breakthroughs that I continue to have when I go deeper into different scenarios, different coaching scenarios, different leadership. So one of the things that Michael Strasner said, and I'm not sure if you caught it when he was in the room a couple of weeks ago, and I specifically brought this up because I have a friend who I really want to do the Heartcore Leadership Program. I think it'll be phenomenal for her. And her excuse to me was, I can't do it until I get my shit together.
I heard that. Yes.
I shared that with him. And he said something phenomenal like, okay, so you can't do the program because you got to get your shit together. What makes you think you're going to get your shit together doing the same shit that got you into your shit the first place or something like that?
Yes.
It was so good. And so do you remember like exactly what he said? I mean, it was something to that extent.
Something like you can't wait to get your shit together to do a program to get your shit together. You just got to get your shit together. So yes, I totally agree, Haley. Like some of these limiting beliefs are so deep seated and they're from childhood trauma. So doing a program like the leadership training, hiring a coach, all this stuff to go really deep, because you know, a lot of these limiting beliefs, they were installed in our brain and we didn't even realize they were being installed.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, like I said, it comes in time. So if you're a person who's sitting here in the room and you're like, I haven't been able to do X, Y, or Z. I can't do X, Y, or Z. I've tried to do X, Y, Z. Just remember, it's not that you're a failure. It's that there is pre-programming that you have done to yourself, not necessarily on purpose, but based on your experiences that you don't even know that you've had. Okay. Yep. A lot of this is living so below the conscious level of your mind. I just had this experience, Rebecca, a couple of weeks ago, I kid you not, where I was in a situation where I was having a little bit of uncomfortable, this feeling in my body, and I couldn't identify it with. And I was sharing with the person that I was in my space, like how I was just feeling sort of like, I guess the best way to describe it was anxious. And I'm not familiar with anxiety anymore. It's not a feeling that lives in my body, but it was coming up. And I was trying to figure out how to identify it. Well, he was so good at facilitating my thoughts with me that we got back to a space where, I kid you not,
I was all of a sudden sitting on my bed. I was 14 years old. I could picture the bedpost. It was my house that I grew up with from sixth grade on to high school. And I was spiraling in anxiety around the idea of death because my grandfather had just died. And I didn't know how to process that thought or that emotion. And no one had helped me then. That was living in my body, living in my cells for so long that, by the way, when I was in my 20s, I ended up on anti-anxiety medications for so long until I could figure out a certain way to move myself through those emotions with more natural, holistic practices, breathing, yoga, somatic training, life coaching, essential oils, et cetera. But I didn't even know that some of that was still living in my cells. So I'm really going to suggest to you guys, if you want to get rid of whatever is holding you back, you reach out to somebody who knows what they're doing and you ask for support in moving it through your body. Because if it's stuck in your body, not only will you not get through to the next spot you want to get through to, whether that's, you know, your financial wealth, or that's that next program that you want to create yourself, or that's the next 10 pounds you want to lose, whatever it is. But you're also, it's also those emotions, they actually cause disease in your cells.
Yeah.
And it's there's so much to this conversation. It's not really where I wanted to go today, but like, this is serious stuff. Like, I really encourage you, as we're talking about New Year's and New Year's resolutions and intentions, is to find that coach, is to find that accountability buddy, is to find that group holding you to your goals, it's to find somebody to help you facilitate your emotions and your thoughts. And if you can't trust yourself to hold yourself accountable, and trust me, you're not alone, then go recruit somebody to hold you accountable or join a group to do so. So anyway, there's that. What else I want to ask you? I wanted to... think that health and wellness is linked with self-confidence.
Yeah, if you don't mind repeating that, because my husband was pulling out and the audio just went into the Bluetooth in the garage. I was like, oh, where'd you go? Okay.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
I was saying that I have thoughts of this. I'm curious what you would say. Do you think health and wellness is linked with self-confidence?
Totally. I totally think it is, because when I work out, I feel so much more confident in my body because I feel it moving and I feel it getting stronger, and I get that cocktail of endorphins and serotonin and dopamine. And that is, you know, like why people drink or take psychoactive drugs, for that feel good high. So I get that same high when I work out. And it's so funny. I do F45 too. You and I are like living parallel lives. Okay. But when I...
What city do you live in?
I live in West LA.
Okay. I'll have to let you know next time I'm down in San Diego.
Yeah, definitely. So when, especially when I lift weights and I feel myself getting stronger, and I just feel so much more confident in my body. And I'm a huge believer in strong is the new skinny, and that women... you know, we get to do resistance training. They actually did studies. The number one factor in like not getting Alzheimer's and not getting all these different, you know, diseases that come with old age, more than any other food or supplement or medication, is resistance training. Like, that is the be all end all of anti-aging. So I feel like when I do resistance training, I feel just confident and strong, and I leave the gym feeling like, wow, if I can lift heavy things and if I can move my body, like the rest of the day is going to be just like so much easier than what I just did. And I carry that confidence into my day. So I'm a huge believer in working out in the morning. I know some people have crazy shifts or morning schedules or work all night, and that's okay. Just work out whenever you can, but definitely work out earlier in the day if you can, because it just sets the tone for your day, and the confidence that you get in the gym will carry you through the day. And even if you're, maybe you haven't worked out in 2 years and you're just getting back into it and you're like, well, I don't feel confident because I'm not in shape and I get really sore after my workouts. But let's reframe that. Instead of like, you know, feeling like you're sore or less than, why don't we call it your comeback? You're making a comeback. So I think the LL Cool J song, you know, don't call it a comeback. Listen to that every morning. Get a power song to get you pumped up too, on your way to or on your way from the gym. Yesterday, I listened to the Sia song Unstoppable and I was like, yes, whatever it takes to get you to the gym and boost your confidence around your working out, do it.
Love it. So you guys, we've got about 10 minutes left in the room and I wanted to see before we keep going, if anybody else wanted to come to the stage. I know that we had some questions earlier and Rebecca took people through some creation of affirmations. If anybody wants to jump up and unmute or come to the stage, please let us know. I'm going to take a second also to go into the chat just to see if there's anything there in terms of people wanting to come up. And yeah, anybody want to shout out, get some coaching, give some feedback, talk to Rebecca, ask me anything. We got a lot of comments here, but nobody's.
What I would ask you guys is, if anybody wants coaching, what do you think would be your biggest challenge, or what do you think is going to stop you from hitting all your goals and intentions in the new year? And let's give you some coaching around that. Like, what do you think your biggest challenge is going to be? What do you think would stop you?
Yeah, I like that too. Does anybody want to come to the stage or unmute?
Hey, how are you? This has been such an awesome room. I just absolutely love everything that you guys are sharing.
Thank you.
I loved what Rebecca was sharing in regards to the affirmations, and I decided to really, really think about how negative and how I was really like sabotaging even the smallest amount of growth that I was making in trying to get goals done by writing them down, creating a routine, and creating accountability partners, doing the vision boards and things of that sort. But it was more so what I was saying to myself, and that's what really had me not really believing myself, if you understand what I'm saying. So what I just did when you were just talking to the other person about the I ams, it really, really got me excited because for one, it's like I heard myself and then I visualized myself doing it and monetizing. My biggest dream has always been to write a children's book series for girls and to empower, motivate, to kind of incorporate my life story within the actual series, to be able to give advice to the younger self, so to speak. If it was me growing up in this time, what would I need to be able to be the best that I could be and to be able to have that confidence? My whole life has been about me not believing in myself. I'm an encourager. I'm an empath. I can do it for everyone else, build their businesses, talk about their business. But it seems like I was like mute for myself. I could not really, I felt fuzzy with finding out what my purpose is. I felt fuzzy in trying to create a tribe. So I just love everything that you guys are sharing today. And my goal and vision for myself for this year is do destiny operation. I'm operating on my destiny and just taking a different path and creating a routine and being consistent and persistent in the routine. Although certain things may come and be a distraction or may detract me, I get back on track fast. And I'm just changing some things up for my own mindset. But I really, really thank you for everything that you're sharing today. And I'm done speaking.
Thank you, Raquel. I think learning to talk to myself and my own inner dialogue with compassion is really a big shift in how I feel. And we attract who we are, not who we want. So it was interesting. I used to attract really negative, toxic friendships and romantic relationships. People would talk to me in a really derogatory, condescending way, which was the exact way I was talking to myself and my own inner dialogue. So when I started really loving myself and really embodying the affirmations and being kinder to myself, and when I caught myself talking down to myself or beating myself up, I would reframe it in terms of an affirmation or a loving way. Then I started to attract different types of people into my life. And the new marriage that I'm in now, I'm 1 year into it. This is probably the first kind, truly kind man that I've ever gone out with. I used to have the asshole syndrome because I was an asshole to myself. So I think what you said about talking to yourself with, you know, kindness and compassion will shift everything. And what I wanted to do just for fun is to have everybody write their word, what they want to embody for the new year in the chat. And I know that a lot of coaches do this, a lot of people do this on social media, but I think just writing it down and putting it into the universe and seeing it in such a public forum will give it, you know, depth and weight and will help it manifest. So I'm going to go ahead and put my word in the chat for the new year. It's invincible. And I'm excited to see what you guys, what you're looking to embody for the new year by putting that into the chat as well.
And see what we get.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I just want to add to this conversation is remember that, you know, whatever you guys are doing, whatever you're embarking on, whatever you're taking on for 2023, and I think that sometimes when we think about like New Year's resolutions, we think like either like, you know, 2Xing, 3Xing, 10Xing our bank account or losing weight. Like those are like the only two things. And I just want to remind people that there's so many different things that you can aspire to do or to grow into. Like my word for 2023 is connection. In 2022, one of my intentions was to create a 6-hour workday, meaning like I want to have my morning routine, like I shared with you, Rebecca, and then I want to go home. Like I'm about to go into F45 in a few minutes, and then I'll be home at my desk by 10 or just a little after. And then I have the 6-hour workday because I told you I want to get away from my desk at by 4 o'clock. Now, again, I mean, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to like answer an email on my phone or respond to a message, but I just want to have a 6-hour workday at my desk max. So then this year, I didn't want it to be work related. In fact, I actually took a couple of projects off of my list for this year, scaled back. My intention this year is connection. I have a lot of travel that I'm about to embark on, from a mastermind in January in Scottsdale to a 2-week trip to Australia that I'm bringing my daughter on for my doTERRA business, to a trip to Portugal, to staffing the HCL 42 program, to a trip to Jordan. Like I'm really diving in to travel, connection with my team, and being in relationship at the next level with my friends, with my family, with my husband, with my daughter, with my stepdaughter, with my students, with the people that I'm coaching. And so for me, it's relationship, it's connection. So you can aspire to whatever it is. It doesn't have to be financially related. In fact, I feel like I got to a place where I was financially comfortable so I could go and backtrack and now travel and get into deeper connection, relationship. So just food for thought as we're, you know, as we continue to talk about goals and resolutions, and as we wrap up this room, I mentioned earlier that 91% of people fail at the resolutions. Actually, only 40 to 42% of people actually make resolutions, which I actually think is sad that people aren't dreaming big enough. And so, and out of that 40 to 42%, 91% fail because they're not intentional with them. Or maybe they're not busting through blocks that we talked about. They've got former stories living in their cells. They don't know how to process that. They don't have the accountability. So as we wrap up here, I just want to remind you one more time that the link to Rebecca's goals and intention setting workshop is in the chat. It's at her link tree, Rebecca Whitman. And I also have my 30-day challenge, which is free up at the top of the room. And for me, even though I call it a health and wellness challenge, we're calling it power to be. We're talking about powerful anti-aging, energy hacks, weight loss, we also are, you know, if you know me at all, you know that we're going to be talking about productivity. We're going to be talking about sleep. We're going to be talking about emotional health, mental health, all of the things. I'm going to be sharing with you all of my proven hacks and habits, and even my exact supplement routine and diet that's completely changed and optimized how my body and mind function on a daily basis. So go grab the link at the top of the room to join the challenge. It's 30 days. It's free. We start Monday. So you definitely want to get registered right now, because there's going to be some incoming information that I want you to be prepared on so you can jump in and I can help you be accountable in that program, and then jump in and grab Rebecca's her workshop as well. All right. So we've got 3 minutes left. Rebecca, is there any last insights that you want to share or comments on anything else that I've said or anybody else has said before we wrap up?
I love your word for the year, because it's funny that you said, well, you've hit your financial goals and now you want to focus on travel and connection. For me, I am realizing in my different businesses that connection is currency, and getting better at connecting and building relationships and building like, know, and trust, both in my social media and one-to-one, being vulnerable, sharing my life stories, that is going to expand my financial life. Because like I said before, I was a recovering perfectionist, and me being a perfectionist was a way to keep people at arm's length, because people cannot relate to perfection, because everybody's human. Everybody has, you know, vulnerabilities and in different ways that they feel like they're not perfect. So your word connection is a great word for me to actually build more financial abundance, because that is something that I am looking to cultivate more in the new year. So speaking of connection, if anybody wants to follow me, I'll follow you back. If anybody wants to, you know, grab my breakthrough call, I get 5 spots a month away, 45-minute breakthrough call, where we can talk about a collaboration. Or if you feel like you're stuck, you have, you know, an area, one of these 7 pillars of life that you feel stuck in, I'm committed to giving you a breakthrough in that 45-minute call, which is why I call it a breakthrough call. So don't hesitate to go to my link tree, which is in the chat, and grab one of those 5 spots for the breakthrough call. And yes, connection is currency. I just wanted to end with that, Haley.
I love that. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today. And
one
more thought that I read from Brené Brown's book last night was, she was talking about perfectionism also in the chapter I was reading, and how perfection really is sort of us hiding from being vulnerable.
Yes.
And it leads to an inopportunity for people to connect with us. It's of course funny, not funny that you brought it up.
Thank you so much for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. If you want to start 2023 off with crazy momentum, you are cordially invited to be my VIP guest at a free webinar I'm doing on January 22nd at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, called my New Year, New You Workshop. In this amazing dynamic workshop, you are going to get clear on your intentions and what you want to create in 2023. And not only will you get clear on your intentions, you are going to overcome your limiting beliefs, which would stop you from achieving everything you want in all 7 areas of abundance. And if that's not all, you're going to learn my signature method on how to customize 21 affirmations so that you can hit a level 10 in all 7 pillars of abundance. Do not miss this free webinar. It is going to rock your world and change your life. We've had so many people get such incredible breakthroughs. I had someone even get their dream job while they were attending this webinar. So please go to the link tree in the show notes to reserve your spot. on January 22nd, 12 p.m., 3 p.m. It's one thing to listen to my podcast every week, but when you actually get live coaching from me and get to interact with the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant community, it will take your lifestyle to a level that you cannot even comprehend. You deserve this time. It's on a Sunday, January 22nd. Mark your calendar. Go to the link tree, reserve your spot, and we'll make 2023 your best year ever.